Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم to everyone. This is Community Developmental Stages. And I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for tonight. And right here along with you, it is almost like we're flying in a plane together, right? We are on a certain plane. So we're connected. And as we're here on American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. As always, we're going to begin with reading from Quran. Once again, we want to acknowledge everyone present, and we acknowledge those who are going through challenges, difficulties, unforeseen misfortunes, whatever the case may be, as a challenge. Praise be to Almighty God. May it enrich us, strengthen us, that we may continue accepting this life and be a part of the life, not a sidelander, but be a part of this life. I say sidelander. Sidelander? Yes. Truly embrace the challenge and let the Creator show us the way out of it and the benefits from it. I mean, And to those who have transitioned, may the families, the bereaving families, be granted ease and comfort that only the Creator, we say Allah, can grant. Any of us, when we're going through the trying times of a loved one no longer physically being here in our presence, when we have with us the memories of their life. So when they were active participants in their lives, the love that they brought forward, and even if they were a test for us, trying us, we being tried by their thoughts, their words, their actions, it allowed us to grow and develop into the thinking person that we are of today. And welcome to, again, Community Developmental Stages. As our discussion last week, before we go into Quran, our discussion last week was much around and about the jinn. The jinn being an intelligent being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and it's intelligent as it was the one named Iblis, got itself in trouble with the Creator by not humbling in a position that Almighty God asked it to be, asked of it, or asking it, why didn't it submit, prostrate, make sujood, make sajda to Adam, the Khalifa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was created, had created. Nevertheless, as time would have it, and we are now in our physical form as Adam, male and female being Adam, as we are in our physical form, male and female, and the enemy to our makeup, our reaching our destiny of serving Almighty God humbly, continuously, without fault, without default, but having clear path directly to Jannah, to paradise, to the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. There's that enemy to interrupt that process. And it is known now as shaitan or the shaitan. That which would separate us from showing our appreciation to Almighty God, taking us so much to the point that we will appear to be disrespectful, ungrateful, arrogant, selfish, you name it. All those ugly attributes. And if you had a piece of paper, a sheet of paper, and you drew a line midways the paper, a horizontal line, and above that line you place all the attributes that are positive, productive, and then those attributes that are not positive and they're non-productive, well, shaitan will be right there, all those attributes for shaitan. And so we don't want to be connected to those attributes, but let's face it, we do get tied up sometimes. But praise be to Almighty God, we can ask for forgiveness sincerely and go above that line. And it's a steady journey. So welcome once again, dear listeners. As we go to Quran tonight, and we're going to go right to where I'm going to go to Surah. I was going to go to Surah 72, and you probably don't. I'm speaking as though you're right here with me when I'm studying. But when we study Quran and we choose certain things that's accompanying our thought pattern at the moment, at the time that we're studying, we truly want to study whatever it is that we're studying to the extent that we learn something new each day. And so I'm going to go to Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat, it is the 49th surah chapter of Quran. And I was conferring with others about, just bouncing my thoughts off on others as to my thinking And as I'm thinking, I don't want to be so, I don't want to go into an extreme measure. You know, there's a box, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be inside of a box, in my understanding here, inside of that box. And inside of that box, there's so much space. So, but you'll know when you're bouncing, hitting the corners, or you're bouncing over the line to the extreme when you go outside of that box, because you have so much space in between, in the box, that you can live this life comfortably and understandably. So I say that because Hujarat is identified as the apartment, meaning that there's room for growth. Room for growth, and of this word, there are root words, hijra, a relative word. Hijra, meaning the migration. Hijr, meaning the black rock, stone. Hajar, the mother of Ismail, not Ish, but Ismail. And then there's the Hujra, the room, the compartment. Hujarat is written in a way that is Hujarat, and it has the open T, so it makes it in the masculine form. Why is that important? Meaning that it's not being having to be nurtured, but it is having to be, though rooms are much like an inner inside working, but it is not the inside workings that is being talked about. I mean, in the compartment, yes, you will hear information about it, but the room itself, a provision, an established resource, place, that makes it that it is it has been supplied, it's a supplied element for the contents to be to happen within. So alhamdulillah, let's go on. All right, so I intend to read just read and because, you know, studying through 1 through 7, inshallah, for your patience. All right, if you want to read along, Surah Hujarat, 49th surah, 1 through 7, inshallah. All right, God willing. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan, and this is Yusuf Ali. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taking refuge with Allah from the shaytan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih qullah inna allaha sami'un alim. O you who believe, put not yourselves forward before Allah. It just jumped pages on me here. 49. Okay. O you who believe, put not yourselves forward before Allah and His Messenger. But fear Allah, for Allah is He who hears and knows all things. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabiy. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ wa antum la tashurun. O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the prophet, nor speak aloud to him in talk, as you may speak aloud to one another, lest your deeds become vain and you perceive not. Inna ladina yahuduna aswatahum inda rasulillahi ulaika ladina aman alladina tahanna allahu qulubahum wa lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun azim. Those that lower their voice in the presence of Allah's messenger, their heart has Allah tested for piety. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. Innal ladina yunadunaka min wara'il hujurati aktharuhum la ya'qilun. Those who shout out to you from without the inner apartment, most of them lack understanding. Walau annahum sabaru hatta takhruja ilayhim lakana khayran lahum wallahu ghafurur rahim. If only they had patience until you could come out to them, it would be best for them. But Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasikum binabiyyin. Subhanallah. Fasikum binabiyyin. Fatabayyanu an tusibu qauman bijahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. O you who believe, if a sinner comes to you with any news, ascertain the truth, lest you harm people unwittingly, and afterward become full of repentance for what you have done. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ في كثير من الأمر لعنيتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان. And know that among you is SubhanAllah, Iman did not end right there. Iman wazayyanahu fi kulubikum wa karaha ilaykum al-kufra wal-fusuqa والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. صدق الله العظيم. Okay, let's go back. Okay, الحمد لله. Ayat 6. سبحان الله هاي ده. Okay, we're going 40. One moment, everyone. Okay. For you who believe, okay, and number seven, ayat seven, and know that among you is Allah's messenger, were he in many matters to follow your wishes, you would certainly suffer. But Allah has endeared the faith to you and has made it beautiful in your heart. And he has made hateful to you unbelief, wrongdoing, and rebellion. Such indeed are those who walk in righteousness. Oh, that was ayat 7. Okay. Yeah, okay. That was right. Ayat 7. The last number 8. Fadlam minallahi wa ni'mata wallahu alimun hakim. Sadaqallahu azim. A grace and favor from Allah, and Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. Thank you for your patience. May, truly Allah speaks the truth. Forgive the reader for errors, prayerfully, not intended, but you know, I will. Well, let's just say, praise be to Almighty God for the guidance. And say, you know, when I was studying through this, raise not your voices above that of Allah and His Messenger, or don't put yourself first. If you believe, oh, put not yourselves forward. And so that was kind of, I was like, how do you put yourself forward before Allah? And then selfishness stepped into my mind to understand it. Selfish, we are putting ourselves first. Alhamdulillah, perhaps something else comes to your mind. But let's discuss it in light of continuing from last week about the influence of the shaitan upon our lives, even or especially when the avenue that is open for shaitan to whisper is through the jinn. But when we are connected for the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can see that clearly when those influences are prompting us, you know, whispering. We can decipher, because we've made it a practice to do so. And that's what we want to discuss tonight. In this real daytime life, I mean, this is real to me because I'm able to hear, see, feel, think, and I'm able to reason and not go to extremes. And so we shoulder to shoulder one another because we don't want each other to go into extremes, no matter who we are. Praise be to Allah. So let's go to a public service announcement, come back and open the line for you. As I see, your hands are up. Praise be to Allah. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360 broadcast, parent body being that of CWSC, Community-Wide Share Conference. Anytime you can listen to our ongoing live streaming, 719 subhanAllah. Yes. 701-719-4197. Anytime you can listen. But if you want to be here in the studio, dial 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can like us on Facebook, and please do like us on Facebook. That's Community Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. It's am360.org. You can go and listen to previously aired presentations. You go online to American, type out American Muslim 360, type the words American, Muslim, and the numbers 360, and select the one that says online radio. And then you can listen to the previously aired broadcast. There's selection boxes at the bottom of the page. And also you can tweet us, that's at CWSHURAA, again, at CWSHURAA. Anytime you have any comments or questions you want to share with us or requests you have, then please dial 910-317-0297. That's our comment line. And you can always mail us, send us your mail send it with a donation even, mashallah. But if you want to just send mail to us, that's at place, make it CWSC, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. All right? Thank you, dear listeners. And now we go to our studio board. This is the time for scholarships, so we definitely are asking your donations as well. Scholarships from February 20th to June 20th. All who want to fit the criteria, please go to cwsc.us. And now to 6980. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Community Developmental Stages. Imam Kareem Hamid, help us out. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Martha. Praise be to Almighty God. All the praise is due to Almighty God. And we are grateful for your reading of the Quran on a very, I think, a very important surah in the Quran. It's a problem that we are faced with as human beings. You know, the Quran was revealed to mankind. And for me, the inner apartments, the hujurat, the inner apartments is the, for me, the, our inner constitution, the deep level of understanding and standards that we should adopt. To me, that's what the inner apartments mean, something deep inside of us that can negatively affect us and we not be aware of it. In the first ayat that you shared, O you who believe, put not yourselves forward before Allah and his apostle, but fear Allah, for Allah is he who hears and knows all things. The second ayat speaks to the subject matter being aimed at in this surah and in the first ayat. It says, O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the prophet, nor speak aloud to him in talk, as you may speak aloud to one another. Here it comes. Now, here's me. This is me saying this here. Here's the point being made. Lest your deeds become vain and you perceive not. For me, that is saying, do not overtalk God's messenger.
Okay.
As human beings, we do that sometimes. Someone can be speaking, and we'll just jump right in and overtalk them and just take over the conversation. And in some cases, it's not even connected to the subject matter. So don't raise your voice over the prophet. Don't show that type of disrespect. When you disrespect Almighty God's messenger, you are disrespecting he who sent the messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not, O you who believe, yet put not yourselves forward before Allah and his apostle, but fear Allah, for Allah is he who hears and knows all things. O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the prophet. You know how we do each other. Some say, boy, we interrupt each other and just, you know, just discount what is being said. This is adab. This is pointing to our manners. Our manners. Not only in respect of the prophet, but it's a reminder of how we treat one another, but foremost, the respect that is due Allah's servant and messenger, Prophet Muhammad. It says, do not raise your voices above the voice of the prophet. Let me share with you an incident, how important this is. We are looking forward to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Allah revealed, now we are guessing, the Ummah, we are guessing now, what is the night of power? We know that it must fall on an odd night, an odd day. But we do not know the exact night. Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad the Laylatul Qadr, what day the night of power is. Our Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him. He is a human being like us. He is a human being just like us. He went to where the Sahabas were, and some of them were in vehement, loud argument as the Prophet entered the room. Vehement, loud argument. And because of that shock, that argument, that anger that was being displayed, the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, says, I forgot the exact night of power. So there's a lot I could say from that. You know, there's a lot I could expound on.
Please continue. No one's in the queue.
You know, it's intelligent to have a debate, but an intelligent, useful debate, absent of malice, absent of temper, absent of the raising of the voice, how we feel inside, the inner apartments. Do not let anger take you over. Anger. Allah says, do not become angry. But let's extend that. Let's take that a step further. We will become angry. But do not act and don't speak when you're in that confused state of anger. Because anger, it only causes you to respond and not to think. So anyway, this is pointing to the respect, the inner apartments of how we should feel about each other. It says, O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the prophet, nor speak aloud to him in talk, as you may speak aloud to one another, unless your deeds become vain, and you perceive it not. Get in the habit of always talking the prophet. And gradually vanity, unbeknownst to you, can creep into the inner compartments of your soul and your heart. Vanity. Arrogance. A disrespect for those things that should be held sacred. Putting yourself above those things that are to be considered. Matter of fact, how we treat each other is sacred. How we treat each other as Muslims. The reputation of a Muslim is sacred. The blood of the believer is sacred. So our adab, our mannerisms, especially toward Rasulullah, the messenger of Almighty God. And the messenger is no more than a model for us. So here's Allah instructing, instructing the Sahaba at that time and us, don't raise your voice over the prophet. Now, here's me. Who do you think you are? You're going to over-talk Allah's messenger? Boy, you better get somewhere and sit down. Yeah, because if we make that a habit of doing that, Allah says, unless your deeds become vain and you perceive it not, you become arrogant, even though you don't perceive it. But it is something that can grow from the inner apartness, from the inner core of your being. Allah goes on further and says, those that lower their voice in the presence of Allah's messenger, that's out of respect. Let me just say that. That's out of respect. Everything is due respect. Everything Allah has created is due respect. And the highest form of creation is the true human being. Okay, I'm going to move on further. Those that lower their voice in the presence of Allah's apostle, their hearts has Allah tested for piety. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. Those who shout out to you from without the inner apartments, most of them lack understanding. The shout is coming from the inner apartment. You don't realize what you're doing, but it's coming from somewhere inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from the inner, from somewhere inside of you. Be aware of that. Let me also state, in our current life, in our past life and our current life, if you went to visit someone, a girl that you was interested in, her parents did not allow you to pull up in front of the house and blow your horn.
Mm-mm.
Right? Am I correct?
You are correct.
To get out of the car, walk up to the front door, knock on the front door, and wait until you are greeted, and then introduce yourself. It's a great disrespect to be standing outside of somebody's house. Rashida, you here? That's bad manners. Allah says that there are things that we can leave behind that will increase our blessings after we have transitioned. And one of them is to leave behind mannerable children with good manners. Mm-hmm. So for me, the inner apartment means a recess, a place inside of you, that if you don't keep watch over it, then you will gradually begin to show disrespect and a disregard, although you're not conscious of it. The shaitan is very subtle. Very subtle. To me, that is what this is pointing to. How we are to treat the messenger of Allah and how we are to treat each other. For the messenger of Allah is a model for all of us. So if I'm to show respect to our prophet and God's messenger, then I'm obligated to show respect to every other human being.
That goes to show then, because I truly was asking, I'm going, how can one, because I'm thinking in a respectful manner, how can you put yourself before the prophet? I'm thinking like creation. You weren't created before. You can't get out before. And then it hit me again, like I said, selfishness.
Yeah, you're
thinking, yes, it's all about you. And that's an internal method process that's happening. Like you say, I'm hungry, and there are other people sitting around, and you go and buy food, and you sit there, and you're not noticing that you just did an improper thing to come and sit among those who are hungry as well, and because they don't have the resources that you have, but you're not even thinking. And so that part of their dab is to either hold off if you don't have enough to go around or enough money to spend for everyone, and just hold off and do it when you're to yourself, pretty much. But praise be to Allah, it can go into many areas. As I began to think about it, and I say, okay, so where does that enter, you know, the ill adab or the arrogance? And as we connected last week, and we know the attitude about the jinn, the waywardness of the jinn, undisciplined, and we can only discipline it when we gain knowledge, reading Quran, reading all the revelation, reading God's word. So even those texts, those revelations that came before, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points that out to us in Quran to, I'm using the word study. What is it? Study that those which came before you, or just remember, read, or I just say study, so that we can see the connection and the oneness of the revelation coming from Almighty God. Any more comments, Kareem? Before we go to a public service announcement, everyone, you're here on American Muslim 360 with community developmental stages. And tonight we're dealing with still our internal self, as Kareem was pointing out, Hujarat, Surah Hujarat, 49:1-8 is what we read. Kareem?
Yes. Praise be to Allah. You know, Islam, well, religion period, leads us to true human behavior. It leads us to manners, to good behavior, a good disposition, not disrespecting anyone. You are well aware of, there was a woman that used to come in front of the prophet's house. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And she would dump garbage in front of his front door. She would curse him out. And she would do this on a regular basis. He never cursed her back.
Mm-hmm.
He never responded to her assaults. And one day, she didn't come by. And the prophet inquired as to what is her state, where is she? And he was informed that she was ill. The prophet went to her home to see after her, to see how her well-being, see how humble the Muslim is.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thrown off of the natural fitra, the nature that Allah had placed within him. He didn't respond back with that same vehement language nor behavior. And he had enough respect for her still to go and see how she was faring. So the idea here to me is pointing to the inner sanctums of our consciousness, what can come alive in our heart very subtly It'll be very slight. We'll over-talk each other. And it becomes just, just passe. But something is growing inside of you. Something that is growing, it is, yeah, it might be passe right now, but it is growing inside of you. And if you're not made aware of it, it will overtake you. And you will become like the jinn. I am better than he. I am better than she. So I believe that this is instruction beginning with the adab, the manners, the behavior manners that we should have as Muslims and as believing people. So I'll stop right there, my sister.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God for our continuous learning and developing and acknowledging that we are nowhere near knowing it all, right? We would never know it all, but praise be to Allah. There are stages and stages for developing. And so praise be to Allah, getting ourselves in line, especially we're entering into, 14 days, for the month of Ramadan. And the blessings that come in this month, the virtues of Sha'ban, we will share that as well. We're going to go to our public service announcement. Dear listeners, if you want to share in the conversation tonight and our developmental stages conversation, we pray that it's a benefit to all of us as we are connected with our children, we're connected with our neighbors and so forth, our acquaintances and our coworkers and all. And when they, praise be to Allah, when they can see in you the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they acknowledge it, and you quickly remember, the praise is due to Almighty God. So leave me alone with my jinn, I will, no telling where I will be, but alhamdulillah, we're going to go to our public service announcement right here. Ma'am Kareem, hold on, I'm going to mute you. I think you were trying to press one. Now it says muted, Imam. You can press one if you like and press one again to come back in. We welcome all to press one and join the conversation. All right? All right. Alhamdulillah.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at CWSC.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
We know that you depend on American Muslim 360 to bring you a quality program you can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to ask you to keep us on air and help us to continue this quality program by supporting American Muslim 360 with your contribution. So go now to CWSC.us on your computer, tablet, smartphone, or whatever device Allah has blessed you with, and make your contribution today. American Muslim 360 is believer-supported radio. Now, something I want you to know. For many years, our brother Thomas Abdul Salam and Dr. Aisha Kareem paid for American Muslim 360 out of their own pockets. Well, CWSC has removed the burden, and even CWSC can't do it alone. So we need you to go right now to CWSC.us and make a contribution. Our most popular giving level is $9.99 a month. You can give online right now. It's secure, convenient, and allows each of you to do our part. Together we can remake the world. And if you'd like to phone your pledge in, a representative can assist you right now. Dial 910-317-0297. Yes, that's 910-317-0297. Jazakallah Khair, CWSC, and American Muslim 360. Appreciate your support.
All right. Well said, well said, well said. That's William Kareem, our Leadership Development Council Director and Internship Director. And you can hear him on Saturday morning, 11 to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We collaborate with M360 and A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. Dear listeners, we're here together. And we're speaking about community developmental stages. There's an ongoing conversation, and we know community buzz is also a part of this. And in a few moments, we will go there. But right along the process, you can always enter and share what is happening in your area. Tonight, I would say that tonight, though, I had hoped to be there, but there's an event, a function in Tampa, Florida at Sly. We call it the Sly Masjid, right? But it is the, and now it eludes me, Istaba are the letters, I-S-T-A-B-A, of Tampa Bay. It is the Islamic Society of Tampa Bay. And it is a now huge masjid with a school, with medical contributing their hours, volunteer hours, to help those in need and those who can contribute or donate any to the functioning process of the medical team and the educators and the groundkeepers, you know, maintenance and all of the environmental team for the services that they provide. During the time of COVID, they had set up a station, you know, that you had to walk through this monitor, and It was great, and they were offering, you know, the masks and the gloves and a wipe or what have you, and solutions cleaning your hands, so that they could continue with the functions from the community and to the community. That's the surrounding neighbors of the masjid and the school. They're 24 hours. They're a weekly school, and it is, we just say, Muslim school. That's in Tampa. Here in St. Petersburg, there's the RCAM Academy, who has been quite visible with the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association in connection with the IFTAR, citywide IFTAR, and the proclamation that is offered every year through the initiation of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, having a close relationship with the city of St. Petersburg. A proclamation has been offered each year for many years now. And so on next week, next Tuesday, proclamation, which indicates the month of Ramadan is near, and they acknowledge the dates and necessary dates that go along with the month of Ramadan. And it is read by the mayor at that particular time. And so this time being that we're just inside of the month of recognizing African-American history. Our mayor, his heritage is African-American, and he will be reading the proclamation on the steps of the City Hall here in St. Petersburg at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Masjid Sunnah, and Arkham Academy, who Arkham Academy provides the children, the students that they have at their academy. We will be interviewing that academy principal. Well, the principal is this is Gwen, and I keep forgetting Gwen's last name, but Rashad, and forgive me, his last name too is evading me. I see his face, but I will be interviewing him as the information sharing on the startup of the academy. How did he come about to get it started, and how did he start it? How selecting the principal and the teachers for this academy. This academy is located, and the masjid is located on the grounds of what used to be a Catholic school, I would say a church and school, large property. But praise, and they're now in the process of buying other properties that surrounding the masjid. And they have a very beautiful relationship with those the residents that are living in and around the masjid for miles. And they're predominantly African-American. And the most attendees that attend Masjid Sunnah are from Morocco, African. So we have that relationship. And so praise be to Almighty God. We'll stop right there as we're going to, as we stated, share a little bit on the psychology of prayer. You perhaps already know what that looks like. Now, this is the science of prayer from the Wall Street Journal. And this was from May 20th, 2020. Go figure, right? 5/20/2020. Says, I'm going to read just a little story to you that they've offered. Says, Jillian Richardson has a new routine when she takes a walk. She puts on a mask, then her earbuds, and heads out the door. Then she starts talking out loud. Dear Lord, she began recently, help me stay grounded and grateful in stressful times. Show me how I can be of most service to you and others. The passerby, Ms. Richardson, appears to be talking on the phone, but she's actually praying, something she's been doing a lot more of since the pandemic started. There's so much uncertainty right now and so little in my power, says the 26-year-old event producer in New York. Quote, when I bust out a quick prayer, especially out loud, I feel a shift inside myself from tension and distrust to a more trusting, hopeful feeling, end of quote. Many people are looking to a higher power for comfort these days. In March, the number of Google searches for prayer skyrocketed, according to a not-yet-published analysis of search results for 95 countries by an economist at the University of Copenhagen. A Pew, P-E-W, Research Center survey in March also found that more than half of Americans had prayed to end the spread of the coronavirus. Still be some atheists in foxholes, says Kenneth Pargament, a professor emeritus in the Department of Psychology at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, who studies how people use religion to cope with major life stressors and trauma. Quote, but the general trend is for religious impulse to quicken in a time of crisis, end of quote. Scientists have no way to measure the existence of a higher power, of course, and they have done little research on any health benefits of prayer, largely because of a lack of funding in the medical community for spiritual research, says David H. Rothmarin, assistant professor of psychology at Harvard Medical School and director of spirituality and mental health program at McLean Hospital in Belmont, Massachusetts. Prayer is also hard to study, Dr. Rothmarin says. To measure its impact, researchers need to find people who are open to praying but don't already do it, which isn't easy. Brain scans are difficult because people often pray out loud and don't typically stay still when they pray, as they do when they meditate. And prayer is only likely to have mental health benefits for those who are open to it. Quote, I would never advise a patient who doesn't want to pray, says Dr. Rosmarin, who incorporates prayer into the treatment programs with anxiety, depression, or other mental health conditions. He tells people who are curious about prayer to imagine a heart-to-heart conversation with someone they haven't talked to in a while. Quote, if you think, yes, I should probably pick up the phone, but I'm not sure what to say, then it might help, end of quote. Dr. Rosmarin says that the research that has been done on prayer shows it may have similar benefits to meditation. It can calm your nervous system, shutting down your fight or flight response. It can make you less reactive to emotions and less angry. A 2005 study in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine comparing secular and spiritual forms of meditation found spiritual meditation to be more calming. In secular meditation, you focus on something such as your breath or a non-spiritual word. In spiritual meditation, you focus on a spiritual word or text. Participants were divided into groups, with some being taught how to meditate using words of self-affirmation. In parenthesis, quote, I am love, end of quote, in close parenthesis. And others taught how to meditate with words that described a higher power, parenthesis, quote, God is love, end of quote, parenthesis, close. They then meditated for 20 minutes a day for 4 weeks. Researchers found that the group that practiced spiritual meditation showed greater decreases in anxiety and stress and more positive mood. They also tolerated pain almost twice as long when asked to put their hand in an ice water bath. Some scientists who study prayer believe that people who pray are benefiting from a feeling of emotional support. Imagine carrying a backpack hour after hour. It will start to feel impossibly heavy. But if you can hand it off to someone else to hold for a while, it will feel lighter when you pick it up again. This is what prayer can do, says Amy Washoltz, associate professor in clinical health psychology, director at the University of Colorado, Denver, and lead researcher on the meditation study. Quote, it lets you put down your burden mentally for a bit and rest, end of quote. Prayer can also foster a sense of connection with a higher power. Your environment and other people, including the generations of people who have prayed before you, says Kevin Ladd, a psychologist and director of the Social Psychology of Religion Lab at Indiana University, South Bend. People pray for many reasons, including for guidance, thanksgiving, solace, or protection. But not all prayer is created equal, experts say. A 2004 study on religious coping methods in the Journal of Health Psychology found that people who approach God as a partner or collaborator in their life and better had better mental and physical health outcomes. And people who are angry at God, who feel punished or abandoned, or who relinquish responsibility and defer to God for solutions had worse outcomes. It's similar to the way a loving relationship or to a partner. It's similar to the way a loving relationship to a partner brings out the best in you, says Dr. Pargament, the lead researcher on the study. Prayer can also help your marriage.
according to several studies at Florida State University in Tallahassee. Researchers there have found that when people pray for the well-being of their spouse, feel a negative emotion in the marriage. Both partners, the one doing the praying and the one being prayed for, report greater relationship satisfaction. Prayer gives couples a chance to calm down, says Frank Fincham, eminent scholar in the College of Human Sciences at Florida State University, who conducted the study. And it reinforces the idea that you are on the same team. That is it, everyone, that we want to share tonight on community developmental stages. Prayer, prayer, prayer with a purpose. And Martha Nyla speaking, that you can realize prayer as you're speaking with the Creator. So this goes again to reassert the thought and the recognition that we do not put ourselves before Allah nor the Prophet. As Kareem clearly stated for us, no arrogance, no insubordination, no selfishness, no anger, no, you know, don't become so distorted and leave off prayer. Leave off the thought that the Creator is greater and that the example to follow is the Prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him. Please press 1 on your phone if you have any comments you'd like to share. We're really concerned about our inner thinking, our conscience becomes a part of us, our conscience, the science, the department where we began to connect with the why we're here. Consciously acknowledge that, and then we began to provide a medium around, a protection around us, a supporting protection around us. It means that we are more aware of our surroundings. We're more conscious about those who are operating in and around us. What is their character? What is their attitude? Excuse me. What is their attitude? What are their actions sharing with us? Defining simply can happen and how we can prevent certain things that before we leave home or wherever we are in a grounded situation, prayer. That's when we enter into an environment that where anything can happen and anything can, we stay in the mode of prayer, thinking consciously about the Creator and the Creator providing all these avenues for us, even in the worst situation. Just imagine for a moment you're in an accident. And you're in a compact car, and you're pinned in. Now, it could be that no one would come to your rescue, but who provides that rescue? We may say, oh, the ambulance or the department. No, the Creator. The Creator provides that rescue, that protection, that someone comes to your aid. Say we hear reports where it said if they had just been out there 5 more minutes, they would not have lasted. If. So we say, Almighty God pairs us, all of us, the human family, all of us, with the ability to pray, with the ability to seek that inner self and strength that needs the connection with the Creator. We need it. So praise be to Allah. Please, 727-408. Assalamu alaikum. Community developmental stages. Salam.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I left off at the beginning of the program, maybe about 7:30, something like that. But I wanted to say something concerning Ahuja, in the apartment. I'm gonna read this. Okay, Allah command, lowering one voice in the presence of the prophet. Make peace between the believers if they fight among themselves. Islamic etiquette, a moral behavior. Do not laugh at another to down degrade him. Do not defame another through sarcastic remarks. Do not call another by offensive nicknames. Avoid immoderate suspicion. But in some cases, it is a sin. Do not spy on one another. Do not backbite one another. All mankind is created from one man and one woman. Therefore, no one has superiority over another, and nor is he who is the most righteous. True believers, he who believe in Allah, so Rasul, and make jihad, struggle with his wealth in person in the way of Allah. But I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. That is so, so helpful. Praise be to Allah. It's bringing it forth. Yes, yes, yes. And those are to-dos. If we can, should we make a to-do list, like a to-do list that says, I will not do?
yeah.
So it's, yeah, that I will not backbite. Okay, then we have to know what backbiting is. Oh,
yeah,
I just,
yeah,
I was,
yeah.
Have you ever heard individuals say, well, it's the truth.
That's it right there. See that right there? What occurred right then that they put their voice above the voice of the prophet?
Allahu Akbar.
Praise be to Allah.
Stay within the adab, right?
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. You know, something else, came to my mind, the fact that theologians, just the fact that they study God. So you know what they're doing. They put in, and then the Trinity, and then Minister Farrakhan, and on and on and on and on and on. You know, so we have that going on, and so you know, we thank to Allah that we are struggling to do the pleasing thing to Allah, and we have the proper respect for His messenger, and we look into respect the sound tradition of the prophet. So alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. It does take putting it into practice, everyone. I will be the last person to say, oh, we've made it. No, I would say not, because it creeps up in our lives. Stay on guard. And it happens so easily, as Kareem was saying too, the Shaitan and family whispers even in something that we like doing. And then we feel that, I can only say I remember those days of watching the soap operas, all right? And watching those soap operas, let's see here, we have 718-344. I believe this is Lala. Assalamu alaikum. A person, probably her husband. Assalamu alaikum. 718-344. We hear a background, but we can't hear your words. 718-344. Did it come on by background noise? Perhaps your hand was raised. Is this Lala? Okay. All right. Apparently, as we often say, background noise, when we are not on mute on our phones, guess what? The background high pitch of any noise would cause our hands to go up as though we pressed one. All right. So continuing on, should you have any questions or comments you'd like to share on tonight's presentation, again, continuing along the lines of our discussion last week on the gen and the development that we've been preparing for within ourselves all along on community developmental stages. At one point, we were discussing the self and how we are made up as a Los Fondales creating us before we can say we identified as male and female. We were thinkers, they are given the ability to know certain things. And now here we are in the know, and how are we showing our appreciation for it? Well, it varies, perhaps, but we're in the know, and we're continuing to know, but we don't want to just know just to be knowing information, having information, and then to use it as a tool of glorifying self. So praise be to Almighty God. It's all to be in service to humanity. Cause, and when we return, we'd like to hear from you at any time. Press 1 on your phone, all right? All right. 1 moment here. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for the Community Wide Shura Conference, or CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. I know you're ready to get on with the program. I am too. And that's why I'm asking you to give us just a few seconds of your time. You hear that? That silence. And that's what it would sound like if American Muslim 360 was not on the air. I'm going to ask you today to help us make sure that never happens. Some of the most vulnerable among us, like our seniors and the disabled, they depend on American Muslim 360 to keep them connected and engaged with their communities. What we have is believer-supported radio, and it's here for each one of us 24 hours a day. But we all have to do our part to keep us connected, our intellects respected, and our voices protected. Take a moment today and go to www.cwsc.us and click on the donate tab. And of course, you can always mail in a contribution to CWSC, 2620 Bragg Boulevard, Suite D, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. And all contributions.
If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. But be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
I think that was straight to the point. What about you? Do you think so as well? Praise be to Almighty God. Hujurah. As I spoke to counseling with others, we were speaking about Hijr. Hujurah contains that. Hijr being the stone, it says, even to the point of saying a black stone, the natural innocence of us all. And then they went on to say the natural strength, the inner strength that we have, the power given to all of us from the Creator. That when we're faced with challenges, there's a stone-like strength that appears. And when we allow it to operate, then we go within that strength. Some will say, my adrenaline kicked in. You ever have that to happen? I had one point where my niece and I were changing her tire on her car, and I pulled my car right behind her. Well, I was behind her, parked behind her, and her front driver's side tire needed changing. And so I had gone, gone to her rescue. She had a small car, and so did I. But the jack, you know, those days of using a jack, right? The jack began to lean. The car leaned, and the jack was about to come from under the car, which was going to cause it to hit hard, you know, the rotor part. It's going to hit onto the road. So I quickly got my car, asked her to get the car. Small car, y'all, but I'm speaking about adrenaline pumping in. So I braced my body against her bumper, kind of like holding it, bracing it, so that she could back the car up into the bumper and holding it up by the other car. So not that I have such strength, but people have been known to lift heavy objects, especially when it traps a child and no one else is there. What they call the adrenaline, our conscious self moves out of the way. So who comes present? What comes present? The mother, the instinctive mother becomes present. That's that adrenaline. The strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, the internal part of us, it is there. And it will prove itself, but it doesn't have to be always out front. The masculine part is always out front, covering us, protecting, in that protecting position, in that defending position, able to go out in search of and provide for. This is why we study. Why are we studying? Why is our mind being given information? Why do we reach for information? That is the masculine operation, both in male and female. And when we deposit that information, we store it. And when we recall it, it comes back to us from all the areas that we've studied, in governance and education and economics and sociocultural. It comes. If we studied the information about the universe, what we call the universe, we studied it. It all comes flying back to us as though it's flying. Now, what does that sound like? It sounds like to me, like the Abraham, alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, asking the question how to raise, give life to the dead. And I would say the dead in this situation would be the dormant information that we are not using. How to give life to it when we need it, and it comes back to life. It comes back to us, flying, so to speak. So that when we explain or speak of the revelation that we read about what was offered to Abraham to prove that life, how Almighty God gives life to the dead. And, you know, some will say cut up in four pieces and take a bird. But the reference to that is the bird being like ideas, information. So I praise be to Almighty God. The bottom line to what we're sharing is the strength that is present. And when we call upon it, it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed it to be present when it is needed. And that's Hijr. And speaking about that black stone, that stone-like character for the good. And then there's Hijra, going on the journey, making that migration, utilizing and benefiting from the challenges that we face. Or we're migrating for whatever the purpose may be. It's a blessing. And, of course, as we've spoken already about the Hujra, the inner apartment and how the blessing is in our understanding and connecting with our inner self through prayer and then the obedience, submitting to what Almighty God has revealed, that we're not to place ourselves before Allah and the prophets, minding our matters, our manners. Praise be to Almighty God. All right. Did you have, again, press 1 on your phone. Let's see, 718, your hand is still raised. Let's see, before, I don't think you were aware of it, but 718-344. 718-344. Are you with us?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. I was just listening, sir. I'm sorry if I confused anyone.
Oh, that's okay. Like we say, you know, when we have sounds in the background,
okay,
it will cause our hand to go up, and you're here. You are now in the host queue. Okay. I didn't press one. No, that sound pressed one
okay.
for you.
Oh,
alhamdulillah. Nice to hear your voice, Lala.
Alhamdulillah, likewise, love.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. It's on mine. The phone has its own mind.
Yes, it does. Praise be to Allah. All right, yes. Everyone. And that is our district of Lala. And we met by way of community. New Day for Al Islam Community Radio. And we were in the presence of one another. We didn't connect because we were on different sides of the room, I think, at the event for acknowledging the men, honoring the men that had taken the stand back in the Nation of Islam. I'm going to press your mic for you to go unmuted. All right, you're here. There. Now you can press 1, Lala, and it'll take you out of the queue. All right, dear listeners. All right, so what is happening in your area? Please share with us CWFC Community Buzz. This is where we ask you that question. We know, again, we're coming upon the month of Ramadan, so we said we wanted to share some virtues of the month of Sha'ban. All right? Virtues of the month of Sha'ban. Fasting was done in the month of Sha'ban. It says, Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, the messenger, blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, used to fast until we thought he would never break his fast, and not fast until we thought, and then he would not fast until we thought he would never fast again. Let me read this again. He used to fast until we thought he would never break his fast. And then he would not fast until we thought he would never fast. I never saw the messenger of Allah fasting for an entire month except in Ramadan. And I never saw him fast more than he did in Sha'ban, reported by Al-Bukhari, number 1833. Muslim, number 1956. Now, according to a report reported by Muslim, number 1957, he used to fast all of Sha'ban. He used to fast all but a little of Sha'ban. A group of scholars, including Ibn al-Mubarak and others, may Allah have mercy on them, thought that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, did not fast all of Sha'ban, but he fasted most of it. This is supported by a report in Sahih Muslim, number 1954, narrated from Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, I never knew of him, meaning the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting for any entire month apart from Ramadan. According to another report, also reported by Muslim, number 1955, Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, quoted, I never saw him fast for any entire month from the time he came to Medina apart from Ramadan. Sahihain, that Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, be pleased with them both, radiallahu anhum, said, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, did not fast any entire month apart from Ramadan. Reported by Al-Bukhari, number 1971, and Muslim, number 1157, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, with them both, regarded it as makruh, meaning disliked, to fast any entire month apart from Ramadan. Ibn Hajjah, radiallahu anhu, who, may Allah be pleased with him, said he observed, he meaning the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more voluntary fasts in Sha'ban than in any other month. And he used to fast most of Sha'ban. So what we're reading, everyone, is to declare that no month is entirely fast. There's entire fast for that month, but in the month of Ramadan. So for those who fast during the month of Sha'ban, alhamdulillah, pairing ourselves by being most appreciative, most servitudinal, being in service all the times of our lives, but one definitely prepare in this month of Sha'ban because we're so close to Ramadan, right? And being that the month of Rajab, the month prior to Sha'ban, with the ascension, the month of the ascension, where it speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a confirmation to us that we, the attributes of those prophets, messengers of Almighty God, that we have in our daily lives, the ascension, the connection with them, that we have that connection from Adam to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's prayers and peace be upon all of them. Upon all of them, yes. So praise be to Allah. Let's see if there's anyone who have any comments to share. 727-408. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. You know, for those who have been fasting on Monday and Thursday, if you add Saturday on that, then you get to, you know, you get to fulfill that. You know, what you want to do as far as your fasting, and then it make it easy on you also because you have that space and that time between that, and you can stick to your Monday and Thursday also. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And that, too, is not obligatory.
Oh, yeah, no, sure not.
None of it besides
Ramadan is obligatory. You're right.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no. Excuse me, everybody. Alhamdulillah.
No, you didn't. I just want to make it clear.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Allahu Akbar.
I stood here and saw myself, placed myself on mute, and I was at the same time in my mind, I was muting Bilal. But I was saying how some things are a haram, meaning forbidden. It is not productive for the human being when we say forbidden. It leads us into disarray and leads us into those areas that we don't want to be in, connected with shaitan. So we want to follow the practice of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Through his character, we learn how to have that best character. Through his actions, it don't just come. I don't want to say that the Prophet's life was a tradition. The Prophet's life was an example. There were traditions prior to his best conduct being displayed, traditions that once followed. Now, this takes me to an area. I should mention this, but this comes from our internal heart. And I want to say, since marriage is at the heart of community life, marriage through the ages of time, we've evolved to having civil matters, civil processes, so that we can connect, and we're evolving to have the best connections with one another. So as we marry, it has become aware to us that even in being religious, Muslim, Christian, you have it, we take on some of the practices before the civil process or before the best examples came about. And I'm seeing it in connection with marriage is when we find ourselves we find that we are incompatible with a person. One of the traditions that is not upheld by the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and it definitely is not upheld by the Quran. So when we say that we are following the Prophet, and we're following the Quran, the examples of the revelation itself, then that means that we will never, ever use the examples of the traditions prior to the Prophet examples. And I'm speaking about divorcing by just saying, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. It has happened, but it is not an example. I'm not going to use the word tradition. It is not an example led by the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, who is an example, best example for all of humanity. And it definitely, being that he was noted as the Quran walking and by the example, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed that to be used when we are married and we find that we are incompatible and we've become in a civil community of civil usages or ways as we strive to learn how to be the best human being with the best human character. So we would, the way that we have witnesses when we form that union, that marriage, then we have witnesses when we dissolve that union. It is not liked, but it is accepted. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed there are ways to resolve a parting of the ways, the two individuals that have considered, quote-unquote, being married, and that way is not to say, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Utilize the systems that we have formed as being civil human beings, or human beings with civil actions, and so that no one is left with the misunderstanding or with the lack of understanding whether this is appropriate or not, whether that action is appropriate or not. The action of I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. It is not appropriate for those who subscribe to following the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the Quran walking, which is the revelation from Almighty God. Alhamdulillah. So we'll leave it right there. If you have any comments, please press 1 on your phone. This is our community life. And so we want to have the best character displayed by all of us. And as it said, do not put ourselves before. We're going to go back to Surah Al-Hujurat. Character that we bring forward. And since the inner character is connected with the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise and peace be upon him, then the character coming forward cannot come before the Prophet. We cannot display a character that is not of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise and peace be upon him. I thank Almighty God for our evolving. So now, as we enter into the month of Ramadan, and for those who are married, in whatever faith classification we are of, we are going to say the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for all of us, right? And those wanting to develop a better life, and we hinge our thinking to what's the crime rate, guns, robbery, drug use, kidnapping, beatings, stabbing, drive-bys, using our vehicle as a weapon. All those things come by way of, you know, the avenues are there for those practices to be taken. But what is it that is established in our lives that is, I won't say opposite of that, but that is upright? What is there? First, the understanding. As we seek refuge with the Creator, and we read about prayer, the lowering of the stress, the lowering of anxiety, the calming that prayer provides. And so when we are in a community of one another, around, among one another, and we want everyone to have that peace, that trusting situation present, then I'm looking at it from the faith community, all right? I know we say that the Muslim character, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that character is the best for all of humanity. So wherever we see that best character standing forth, standing up, taking a stand, stepping out to do good in the community, then that's where we see the best character rising to the occasion. And in all of us who can connect with that good behavior, that good character, we're establishing a foundation, or we're preparing a community, a home base for those who have committed societal harm. And they're coming back. They went. We pushed them away. You go away from us for a while. Come back when you return, like the prodigal son. Anyone remember that story? Okay. But when you return, we have a place for you. We have a place for you. And the conditions that you did not hold on to before you left are still here. You still have to abide by these conditions. So the faith communities can join together in honoring the best that Almighty God has blessed us with, and let it step out and be that which we follow. So it takes for us to have the constant communication, faith bodies wise, and that coming in the month of Ramadan, there are many iftars, you know, the breaking of the fast every day that we do during the month of Ramadan. And I was reading something that had come across our email that said the month of Ramadan, being that there are many practicing the providing food and other and information sharing and providing monies for home and shelter and such, more so during the month of Ramadan. And I'm getting to that email, everyone. And as I look for it, the idea is connection with the iftar. So if they're connecting with the iftar, and I said, wow, see, that is the connection of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, right? That we who are willing, are wanting, are of displaying the best character, not because we want to be seen, but because we are in the midst of that example. We're putting ourselves in it. We're submitting to it and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And then we see it in others who have declared themselves to be faithful servants of the Almighty. So we want to connect with them, acknowledge that our communities, our cities, have to become the haven for those who have, again, been discarded because they did some harm against society. And then when they return, do we have a system in place whereby we allow them to talk out what happened, to bring to the forefront what caused them to do? We may have our suspicion or our thinking, but we want to hear from them. And then what are they willing to do now? Are they willing to follow the laws of the land? Are they, and whatever is it that they need, that they thought they needed, those actions that they took beforehand to not occur again? We're not saying, oh, well, you have to become this and this and this. It says, no, no one is compelled to do anything. But there's a matter of having good conduct, regardless of what faith you actualize in your life. So anyone wanting to continue the conversation while I look for this information, press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. In the meantime, then, if we have no one that's coming forward right now, we'll go to a public service announcement, all right? We'll be right back, God willing. This is Community Developmental Stages and CWSC Community Buzz. Have you heard? I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host right here with you. And this is American Muslim 360 broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We're going to go with Wilma Siddiqui's music in the background with Dr. King in the forefront, sharing some information.
Then came Jackie Robinson in his day and Willie Mays in his day with their powerful bats and their calm spirits. Then came Jesse Owens with his fleet and dashing feet. Then came Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali with their educated fists. All of them came to tell us that we can be somebody, and to justify the conviction of the poet, fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. And if I were so tall as to reach the pole, or to grasp the ocean at a span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of the man.
Really? Sailing friend, Ben's fresh brewed coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls still keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be all right,
gotta be all right,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference.
I call upon you to be with us when we go out Monday. Now about injunctions. We have an injunction and we are going into court tomorrow morning to fight this illegal, unconstitutional injunction. All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for right.
But you gotta be thankful. Gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and try to understand. He said, "Mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?"
Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. And another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace. But now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today.
Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said and the wisdom that he shared.
All right, dear listeners, as we close in the last 5 minutes of our hour, what's crossing your mind? Well, I said I was going to share with you, and just thinking on what we just heard, as we say, providing an avenue whereby those who have done some harm to society, and then they come back home. And at home is where the heart is. And the heart makes a request on the mind to provide for the best of humanity to have provided for them to come back to. Well, they're coming back to be the best, to follow that best example, and to connect with those who are striving and living the best example themselves, following the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. We will see it in the conduct. We will see it in greeting one another, smiling at one another, helping one another, helping those across the street, helping those when open doors, needing the door to be opened for them, helping ones to start their cars when they have a malfunctioning car, helping those who need money to, they say sometimes, to get transportation from one area to another, or transporting ones to work. Seeing ones walking fast, trying to make it to the next position, next destination. Helping. And then speaking about it, talking about it, having conversation in neighborhoods and around cleanup times and help letting the children understand the importance of that. and letting those getting bush, high-grown bush cut down, helping, being more observant. The man, home, I'm calling the neighborhood home, and the man is the mind that is tending to the business made by the request of the heart of all of us. And we want a true, better life. And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best example. So let's read from this information that we have to share on about in the month of Ramadan. And it's a campaign, but I want to share the information. They call it Shoulder to Shoulder. And it says, sharing one meal won't change the world, but it's one step towards building the relationships and infrastructures needed to enter into mutual solidarity and to build a society we long to see. You hear that? Building the infrastructure. Not just talking about buildings. Talking about people to people. All right? I'm not reading now. I'm saying that. It says radical solidarity fundamentally undermines anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, and we believe it is more urgent now than ever. That's from Keith Ellison, of the Minnesota Attorney General. As I said, meeting around our shared values and affirming our shared human dignity means we give one another the space and grace to learn, grow, change, and transform. We remind ourselves of each other's humanity when we share food, a conversation, and maybe laughter or tears. We learn more about our similarities and differences when we enter these moments with compassion, curiosity, and humility. We learn again that we share many of the same ideals of treating everyone with dignity and respect. For these reasons, Shoulder to Shoulder has a series of resources to support and
Unity's National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
And we thank you.
Here at Community Wide Sharing Conference, we think you're a pretty special part of our group intellect. After all, we all have unique skills, ability, or knowledge. But none of us are skilled enough to drive while texting, talking on, or looking at our phones. It's just dangerous, and life can change in a split second. Be safe and wait. A public service message from AM360 and the CWSC. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't drink and drive? Just imagine.
Okay. I'm not sure where that was originating from, but thank you for those public service announcements. And I pray I'm being heard. Press 1 if you can hear my voice. Someone, press 1 if you can hear my voice. Alhamdulillah. All right. Thank you so very kindly. All right, so we're going to end tonight, and we thank you for, and tomorrow morning, come back at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose with Imam Kareem Hamid. Be prepared with pen and paper so that you can jot down the information of what you hear and glean from hearing Imam Warsi Muhammad sharing wisdom and be able to share it with us, the group intellect. All right, and that's 7 to 9.30 a.m. and then 9.30 a.m. preparing to make it in the land of plenty with Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips and recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad and engineer and host, Michael Hamid. That's from 9.30 to 11, and then 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is with dear brother William Kareem with CWSC Cultural Insights. Collaboration between AM360 and A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, 11 to 1. 11 to 12 is an interview, and then 12 to 1 is quick hitters. Be prepared to hear a lot, hear music, as well as with Kevel Iquan, William's son, as he brings forth a lot of information and then we join in. We become active participants in the matter of listening to music and seeing if we know the artist. All right? So praise be to Almighty God. We have 727-408.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Let's think about the fact that that maybe we should have a different thing about when we speak about our brothers and sisters from overseas, and we'll find out we can have just as bad as fake as when we be saying that the white man this and the white man that. And we should mm-hmm. think about that parallel, how detrimental that could be for us when we're dealing with our immigrant, you know, our brothers and sisters from overseas. We should try to do our best to correct that behavior.
I mean. Alhamdulillah. Another step forward, right?
Oh, yes. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. In our civility. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We're evolving. We're learning. Well, every day we thank you. And we're here shoulder to shoulder. That's what the prayer represents. It's supposed to exemplify how to stand shoulder to shoulder, meaning that we are each other's, I say protection, but it's not, I'm not wanting to say protection, but anyway, we see it as a strength to that hijr, that strength that we all have internally to bring forth. So praise be to Almighty God. I truly thank everyone for being here. And again, 7 to 9:30, Evolution of Revolutionary Thought, 9:30 to 11, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And then 3 to 5, inshallah, will be the think tank. We pray now, perhaps Imam Wali Ayub Bilal may or may not be able to be present. As you know, his daughter transitioned last week, and her janazah was held on her janazah. Am I not heard? Let's see. Hold on one moment. Bilal is calling. Okay, that was Bilal saying he missed his hang up. Oh, hold on. Hold on. All right. There. So, everyone, as I stated, 3 to 5 p.m., we hope to have the think tank that we've been working on having since last July. But praise be to Almighty God, work has still been being done. As you hear Imam Wali Ayub Bilal every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., Halal Industry, do for sale. We've been wanting to have this think tank along with Imam Abdul Rahman Kareem out of Dallas, Texas, and Wali Ayub Bilal is out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we will see, inshallah, we'll keep you posted. And then at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the Preetha Abdul Hadi, with Al-Islam in Focus. All the times are Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, dear listeners. We go out now with our music, and that is Humanity, and then Being Thankful. Please enjoy.
Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep.
25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, and off to work I go. But I gotta be all right. Best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life. And all the things he's given me that make my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough in the street. And he tried to understand. He said, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife." Go back to Colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their fellow. But they gotta be alright,
gotta be right.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Say
they gotta be thankful,
gotta be
evening like delight for the warm rays of sunshine. Longer like the night, friends are lost forever and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Almighty God has afforded us so much. Be thankful. Thank you, dear listeners, for being here. Assalamu alaikum.